Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
One thing about my wife, she is a happy morning person. What? Don't ask me how she ended up with me. Hi, Marianne.
Hey, Bob. Well, I know that I'm naturally happy when I wake up because mainly because I realized that I got to live another day.
You know, with that attitude of yours, you should be hosting a morning show. Ever think about that?
Yeah, I used to do that for a living.
Oh, yeah, we did that on TV. I forgot.
Exactly. But how about if I tell you that there's a way you can become more productive and therefore happier in the morning?
Well, I know you've been doing a little research on this. So what savvy ideas have you come up with?
Okay, well, the trick is to have a good morning routine, and I've come up with some early morning pitfalls that can ruin your whole day or at least keep you from being more productive, so don't do these things. And just keep in mind that morning time is the only time, think about it, that you actually have a little bit of control over your life. So, you know, take back your power and set positive things into motion in the morning, because really the rest of the day is up for grabs.
Mm-hmm.
So here are five mistakes that people make and then what to do about them. So the first one is hitting the snooze button. Do you even do this? I don't know. I'm asleep when you get up.
No, I don't. I never do that. I used to, but I don't anymore.
Don't set your alarm 30 minutes before you really have to get up and then hit the snooze three times, because it doesn't do you any favors, because your best sleep comes, you know, it's the REM sleep,
mm-hmm.
and it happens late in your sleep cycle. So you don't want to needlessly disrupt your REM sleep with your snooze button.
Yeah.
So just set it for when you want to get up.
A lot of people.
I'm not going to hit the snooze button.
Yeah. Didn't you do that? You would set the alarm way ahead of time and then keep turning it off. I thought I remember you.
No,
doing
that was
that.
One of our kids.
Oh,
no,
okay.
That was
yeah.
One of our kids.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. The second one is picking the wrong alarm or the wrong alarm sound. So, and by the way, our kids used to do this too. It used to drive me crazy. They would put the most annoying sounds in their bedrooms, which, as you remember, used to be far away from our bedroom, and it would wake me up and it wouldn't wake them up.
Right.
So, you know, like if you use a harsh alarm in the morning, it's really jarring and it puts you in the wrong mindset from the minute you wake up,
mm-hmm.
you know, so find a soothing tone to wake up to and like make yourself get used to listening to that. You know, and it's usually not the stock sound that comes on your phone. Something that makes you feel good. And it could be like a song or chimes or anything that forces you to stop pressing that snooze button.
Yeah, I remember how aggravating that was. Our kids sleeping right through their annoying alarms, but we would wake up. Yeah,
I know.
Fun.
It's so annoying, yeah. Okay, so the next one is not adequately preparing the night before. And you know all about this because you now, I think you prepare. Research shows that it takes an average of 17 minutes in the morning to choose what you're going to wear. And these are precious minutes. So plan ahead, pick out your clothes, the bag you're going to take. If you're a person who takes a purse or a bag, lay out all the things you need to take with you. You know, prepare your lunch the night before. You, Bob, you take the green shake that I make you the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So don't zap unnecessary brain power in the morning.
No, it doesn't take me long to figure out what T-shirt, what pair of shorts, and which ad-libs to bring in. So, yeah, I'm good with that.
I see it all laid out
mm-hmm.
the night before for you, but not the ad-libs. All right, the next one is not understanding your personal power up. So what is it that makes you feel best? And whatever it is, include it in your morning routine. It could be, you know, slowing down and taking time for coffee and listening to the sounds of the morning, or it could be meditating or journaling, or, you know, thinking about what you're grateful for or what you want to accomplish. It doesn't have to be much, but make that a habit that you always go to.
That's a good
one. And the last one is The last one is not moving a muscle. Like, moving your body in the morning affects your clarity and your confidence. And exercise of any kind can stimulate your brain activity. And, you know, it really just helps you with the rest of the day, even if it's just a few yoga poses. So, you know, you can take a 10-minute walk. You don't have to run 5 miles. Do something that, you know, moves your body.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Stretching is good. All right, what are we eating this week? I ask because I know it's something really good on your Savvy Planet website.
Yes, it's that time of year that we're all thinking about apples, right? Well, I have this perfect recipe when you go apple picking, inspired by those, you know, those apple chicken sausages that we see this time of year. Sometimes
I like those.
We get them at these apple orchards,
yeah.
Right? Well, these are chicken, apple chicken meatballs, and they are so good, and it's something that you can do with your apples. They're seasonal, they're delicious, and they're savory and sweet at the same time.
And the web address, the web address is?
Well, you can go to savvyplanet.shop and subscribe for free recipes. You get them once a week. That's all we send you, is just one recipe a week. And it's fun to be part of our community and also to find out ways to be a little more eco-friendly in your life when you go to our website. And by the way, write to me and tell me what you think.
And
if you're on.
P.S., as you know, Marianne, I am the human alarm clock. Thank you for the savvy tips. See you soon.
Thank you, Bob.